Welcome to episode 248 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our study of the book of Ephesians. The Christian life is fundamentally a changed life. If you claim to believe in Christ, but are living just as you did before you believed in him, you need to examine whether you truly believe in him. Becoming a Christian requires turning from your sin to God. In other words, repentance. But repentance is not a one-time event. It defines the lifestyle of a believer. God changes us radically at the moment of salvation by imparting new life to us. But this is followed by a lifetime of changing into the image of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 4 verses 17 to 19, Paul paints a grim portrait of how unbelievers live. While not all unbelievers are as bad as they possibly could be, they all live in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their hearts. That bleak picture describes each of us before we meet Jesus. Then Paul draws a sharp contrast in verse 20. But you did not learn Christ in this way. He gives us a brief sketch of the changed life that every believer should be experienced. He's saying the changed life stems from the transformation that God works in us through the gospel as we put off the old life, are renewed in our minds, and put on the new life in Christ. First, Paul shows the changes that God works in us through the gospel, and then he shows us how the process of changes works in our ongoing experience. Our words and our temperament must be different. Ephesians 4 verse 15, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. We must speak the truth, and the truth must be spoken in love. Some interpret that to mean that we must not shy away from hard things, from making difficult observations, from sharing spiritual admonition. And while that is true, this is not exactly what Ephesians 4 verse 15 means in the context in which Paul writes it. Here he is saying that we are to speak the truth to one another with love so that we can all grow in maturity. We are to train one another in truth, the foundational gospel truths, truths about who God is and what he has called us to do, including but not just limited to hard truths of correction, etc. And for all of this, our motivation to speak is love. The love referred to in this verse is agape love, the self-sacrificial love that works for the benefit of the loved one. We speak truth to build up. Verse 25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. So speak truth to other believers and speak truth to everyone else. Most people lie in everyday conversation. Most people lie at least 2 times a day and hear between 10 to 200 lies in that same period. Christians ought to be sold out to the truth. Verse 26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. If we become angry for some reason, we experience the involuntary emotion or passion of anger, we are not to allow it to prompt sinful actions. And we do not stay angry. We do not dwell in it. We deal with it quickly in constructive and God-honoring ways so it does not grow stronger and produce bitterness in our lives. The biblical admonition is to deal with the anger on the same day as the provocation. Before we go to sleep that night, we should have taken positive steps to find a solution to the problem and alleviate the anger. If we fail to deal with anger constructively and we engage in sinful expressions of anger, we give the devil some leverage against us. The same passage continues to say that we should strive to get rid of all anger and its companion sins. Verse 31 says, get rid of your bitterness, hot tempers, anger, loud quarreling, cursing, and hatred. Verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Other versions use phrases like corrupting talk, abusive talk, dirty, hateful, harmful speech, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words. Our words ought to elevate, heal, exude love, help. Do people feel better about life, about themselves, about their circumstances, because of the words that you share with them? Consider the following and reflect on whether this is the person whom you are becoming. One who speaks the truth. One who says everything from a motivation, from a place of love. One who is not prone to ongoing emotional outbursts. One who does not curse. One who seeks to use words to heal rather than to harm, to build up rather than to tear down. As a changed Christian, our motives are different. Verse 28, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Rather than seeking personal gain, we are more interested in sharing with others. And we are not Robin Hoods. What we share, we honestly come by. Verse 32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. We treat others as we have been treated by God. Verses 20 to 24 outline the change process. 1, the change life begins when you learn Christ. You get to know him personally. 2, when you hear Christ. You begin to hear Christ by reading his word and also by listening to those through whom he speaks. 3, when you are taught in Christ, are you receiving good spiritual instruction? 4, when you understand the truth that is in Christ. 5, when you put off the old man. 6, from verse 23, it requires being renewed in the spirit of your mind. And 7, when you put on the new man. While it is a lifelong process of renewal, you should be able to see the distinct difference between the old person that you were and the new person that you are now in Christ. You should be able to relate to the old preacher who said, I ain't what I want to be and I ain't what I'm going to be, but praise God, I ain't what I used to be. How have you grown in your Christian life since you came to faith in Christ Jesus? The latter half of Ephesians makes clear that spiritual growth occurs primarily in community with others. Iron sharpening iron. Your Christian walk, in other words, your daily life, is to be characterized by unity, holiness, love, wisdom, and perseverance in spiritual warfare. Father, release us from the clutches of the old man or old woman of sin. May we put on Christ in such a way that we will truly be changed. Help us today to be more mature in our faith and more like Christ today than we were yesterday. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.